remembering that relaxation supports natural awareness. Relaxing the body. May the body relax. May the mind relax. As the body and mind relax, checking in to the awareness. Are you aware? Do you know that you're aware? Just in a simple way. Do you know that you're aware? And give yourself a moment to just connect with that recognition, even if it's not clear to you exactly how you know you're aware. Aware. And what is obvious? Some body sensation or sound or a breath, a mood, a thought. Receiving experience. Recognizing that moment to moment, what awareness is receiving will change. This is natural, a part of the process of our human experience, and can be known, recognized now, and now, and now. And awareness will get lost. Mindfulness will disappear, and the mind will not be present. It will be engaged in often some habitual experience or process. Thinking, often thinking, such a sticky experience for us. One in which we are habitually not mindful. And so we'll recognize that over and over again. At some point, mindfulness will return. As we've already explored, in that moment of mindfulness returning, first of all, recognizing awareness is back, that moment of recognizing, aware again. And then, really useful to kind of be curious about how the condition of having been thinking in the moments before has affected this experience now. However the mind has wandered or gotten caught in something, gotten pulled into drifting, that almost certainly has shaped the experience in some way, even if it was only for a few moments. And so be curious about what's here now, having been lost in those moments. What has been the effect of thinking? What has been the impact of thinking on this moment's experience? As a kind of analogy, it's almost as if when we get lost, we are pulled into some kind of a landscape. We're drawn into some new world. And when mindfulness returns, be curious about the landscape. You're waking up into. No need to judge that you have been lost. There's nothing you can do about that in that moment. But just be curious, okay, here is what is happening now. Like, what planet am I on now? What is this experience? And being completely open to receive that landscape, letting go of any kind of preconceived ideas about what it might be. We might think, for instance, well, the mind has been lost in a particular thought. Of course, there's going to be some kind of reactivity there, so where's the reactivity? Rather than having any preconceived idea, just be completely open to noticing whatever it is, whatever landscape it is. There might be some reactivity. There might be a greed or aversion or a confusion that's present. There might be an emotion of some sort. but equally possible, and something that seems to happen more and more as we practice, is that sometimes after the mind has been wandering, when mindfulness returns, we find the landscape is more calm, more peaceful than it was before. That can be used to support the stilling, the settling of the mind when we notice that. What is the landscape that has been conditioned by the wandering? And not only can we notice this effect of thought when we wake up after we've been lost in thought, we can begin to notice this while thought is happening. We can be aware of thinking and notice how it is conditioning experience. Sometimes that what it's conditioning is where we get hooked and slip out of mindfulness. And so if you are aware of thinking, sometimes a broadening, sometimes a checking the attitude in that moment can help to uncover or reveal the effect that thinking has. We so habitually consider thinking to be a problem in meditation. And yet there is no experience that we cannot be mindful of. And so thinking also is a phenomenon that can be known. We can be aware of thinking while we're thinking. Curiosity about all experience. And how it affects us. And keeping the practice simple. Just receiving moment by moment. Are you aware? What's obvious? Inclining towards allowing and curiosity about what is arising, this human experience. The nature of our human experience.